إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم بتقوى الله تعالى يقول عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah Most High and Mighty. As Allah Most High, He says, all you who believe, have the taqwa, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and always speak the truth. Allah will then guide you to the actions that are correct and righteous, and He will expiate for you your sins. Indeed, whoever follows Allah and His Messenger has achieved a great achievement. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most important and greatest foundational principles of this religion is the command to have ihsan. It is the command to do goodness in every shape and form, in every place, in every situation in one's life. Allah Most High, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Indeed, Allah, He commands to justice, to do justice in all things, and to do ihsan. To do ihsan, meaning to do actions that are completely sincere for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the most perfect manner and form of ihsan. And so, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the reward for the people of ihsan, who do ihsan, is the love of Allah Most High and Most Mighty. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَأَحْسِنُوا, do ihsan, do goodness to one another, do goodness in all affairs, have ihsan. Allah loves those who are the muhsineen. He loves those who practice goodness in all affairs. So doing ihsan will be the means of attaining the love of Allah Almighty. And those who have ihsan, who do goodness, they have the ihsan, then they will be showered with the rahmah and the mercy and protection of Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah, He says, indeed Allah is with those, مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those who have fear of Him, and with those who are مُحْسِنُونَ, those who do ihsan. Allah is with them with His care, His compassion, and His protection. And in general, the people who practice ihsan, they will feel and enjoy the bounties and blessings of Allah in this world and in the world to come. As Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَأُعُونَ.
آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين.
إن المتقين في جنات وعيون. Those who have the taqwa of Allah, they are in gardens and springs. آخذين, taking the bounties and blessings, ما آتاهم ربهم, that their Lord has given them. إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. They used to be before that the good doers, the muhsinin. They did the good. So, beloved brothers in Islam, the meaning of ihsan, ihsan has a specific meaning. Doing ihsan, it has a specific meaning. And that specific meaning is the highest and most virtuous level of worship. The level of worship that one attains when their worship is sincerely for the sake of Allah, without any slightest corruption of that intention, neither in their intention or their goal or their what they seek to achieve, none of it has any corruption. All of it is seeking the praise and the bounty of Allah Most High. This is the highest specific form of ihsan, worshipping Allah with complete and pure sincerity. This, beloved brothers in Islam, this sincere worship of Allah must be built upon righteous actions that are in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and in accordance to the correct and sound creed, aqidah. When one does this sincerely seeking Allah Most High, then this is the specific form of ihsan. And so Allah Ta'ala, He describes, as the Messenger described, this form of ihsan. He explained it as, أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ وَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. To worship Allah as if you see Him. As if you see Him. And if you do not see Him, then you know that He is seeing you. This is one of the forms of ihsan in its specific sense. Perfecting and completing our worship of Allah sincerely for Him. And then we have the form of ihsan that is more general. There's a general form or the general meaning of ihsan, which means doing good to all of creation. Ihsan, it means seeking to benefit others. Goodness in all of one's actions, by perfecting and completing one's actions, both whether those actions are worldly actions or for the akhirah, for Allah. Seeking to benefit others through one's actions and perfecting and completing the action so that it will be in its most complete form, and doing it whether it is a worldly action or an action done for the sake of Allah Most High. And so this ihsan is in all forms, in actions and even in speech. By being good with Allah's creation, by being good to all of Allah's creation, except where it is forbidden in Islam to be good or to speak good. So my brothers in Islam, ihsan is commanded by the Quran and the Sunnah. It is in the text of Wahi. And this is what we must do between one another. This is what we are commanded to do in our dealings, in our relations with one another. We are commanded to have ihsan with one another. One has to begin the ihsan with those that he is commanded to take care of. His wife, his children, his family, his parents, the kindred, the relatives, the orphan, and then to the rest of the society. And then even to the community, and having ihsan for all of humanity. Everything in humanity. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned in a narration that is in Bukhari and Muslim, that an indecent woman, that is a woman who committed a zina, she was walking by a well, and she was very thirsty. And she saw a dog licking the mud from the ground out of its desperation for water. And so she removed her shoe, and she put the shoe in the well and took it out, took some water out from the well, and then she gave it to that dog. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Allah forgave for that action, even for the goodness that she had with the dog. And the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he said, Ihsan is written in everything. Goodness, being good is written in everything, even in killing. He said, when you kill, kill with goodness. And when you slaughter, slaughter with goodness. This hadith is narrated by Muslim. So ihsan is something that is vast. It is something that is vast. Ihsan, it encompasses even those people who have corruption in their faith, in their aqidah, and those who go against the sound creed. And the ihsan is by overlooking and forgiving. Allah says, وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّبِعُ عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاصْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says, you will not cease to discover deceit and corruption in them, خَائِنَةً, betrayal in them. But then Allah, He says, except a few of them, He said, forgive them and overlook. Even those who have deceit, Allah, He commands ihsan. He says, by how? By overlooking and forgiving. This is how we have ihsan, even for those who have corruption in their aqidah. And then Allah says, Allah loves the muhsinun. Allah, He loves those who do the ihsan. Gathering of Muslims, ihsan, it encompasses every aspect of life. Rather, it encompasses even plants and animals and even objects. Everything on earth. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا وَادْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And do not do mischief. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْضِ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Do not spread corruption and mischief on the earth after it has been set aright. And invoke Allah with fear and hope. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala, His mercy is near to those who have ihsan. To those who do good, Allah's mercy will be near to such people. Imam al-Mundhiri, he narrates a tradition from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person had killed a sparrow. He killed a little bird, a sparrow, for no reason. So the sparrow will complain to Allah on the Day of Judgment, the little bird, and say, so and so killed me for no benefit. So and so targeted me and killed me needlessly for no benefit. So Muslims, beloved brothers in Islam, the importance of ihsan extends to our dealings with our fellow Muslims and transacting with them in a virtuous way, speaking to them in a kind way, especially the parents, the children, the youth, and those who are close. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَقُولُوا لِلَّهِ حُسْنًا وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Excuse me. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak to the people in a good way, in a kind and gentle way. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a very important hadith describing ihsan to Ali radiallahu anhu. What is ihsan? He summarized it in a very short and concise way, which we can learn from inshallah in practice. He said to Ali, ihsan, doing goodness What should one do in order to be the most virtuous in character? He told Ali, join the ties with those who cut you off. Join the ties with those who cut you off. And give to those who do not give to you. Give to those who prevent from giving you. SubhanAllah, this is such a noble virtue that one must strive to imbue in his or her character. Join the ties with those who cut you off, who don't speak to you, who try to turn away from you. Who do not fulfill your rights, but you fulfill their rights. You forgive and overlook. And this is one of the highest virtues, or one of the highest levels of ihsan, which is forgiving the rights that are owed to oneself by others. To give up one's rights. Somebody owes you, somebody has done something to you that he owes you something. To give it up for the sake of Allah. This is one of the highest forms of ihsan. To forget our own rights that others owe to us for the sake of Allah Most High. Seeking Allah's face. Allah, He says, describing the believers, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنَ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ. Those who restrain their rage, their anger, and those who forgive, وَعَافِينَ عَنَ النَّاسِ. They give up, they forgive those, the mankind, all the people. Allah says, عَنِ النَّاسِ. Nas includes everybody in creation. And then Allah Ta'ala, He loves those. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do good to others. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله العلي الأعلى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, from the best of ihsan is being just, having justice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, teaching people justice and goodness, this is a form of sadaqah. Being just and teaching people justice, this is a form of sadaqah, agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. Gathering of Muslims, ihsan has a very important meaning, which is included whenever people come together, and even in the time when they dispute and argue, there should be ihsan. When there is niza', when there is an argumentation, there should be ihsan. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولَ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزِغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي, say to my servants, say what is ahsan, say what is beautiful. For indeed the shaytan, he strives to dispute, create argumentation, and split between the people. يَنْزِعُ, that is the shaytan. He seeks to sow the seeds of hatred and conflict between the people and disagreements, so that the people, they should only say what is good in order to avoid those traps of the shaytan. Indeed, the shaytan is the enemy to mankind. He seeks to put discord between the hearts of the believers. And Allah Ta'ala, He teaches us the way to reject or repel the plots and traps of the shaytan. He says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. Repel with that which is better. Repel with that which is better. Say that which is better, so that the evil will be repelled by that which is good. And finally, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must have ihsan even when dealing with the people of the book. When we dialogue with them, when we debate them, we should use the words of ihsan. As Allah Most High, He says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Do not argue, do not debate the people of the book. accept what is better. If they use harsh language, they use very terrible words and ill behavior, we do not respond in kind. But we debate with them with what is better, what is more beautiful, what is more pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Good words and good manners and good akhlaq and character. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah Ta'ala to show us the pathway to doing ihsan with one another. May Allah make us of the muhsineen. May Allah make us of the muhsineen. May Allah make us of the muhsineen. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rzuqna tiba'a. Allahumma arina al-baatila baatila wa rzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma khir lil-mu'mineena wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-muslimin. Allahumma adhill al-shirk wal-mushrikeen. Ya qawiyu ya aziz. Ya qawiyu ya aziz. Ya qawiyu ya aziz. Allahumma farrij hamm al-mahmumin min al-mu'minin fi kulli makan. Fi Syria, fi Misr, fi Tunis, في يمن في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم فرج همومهم اللهم دمر عداءهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاءً أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ولا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله
إبراهيم وموسى.